Everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Wednesday night show, New Year's Eve. No, New Year's Day show. New Year's Eve was last night. We had a wonderful time last night. It was a great show last night. So tonight, I'm going to have it just as music night, prayer, testimony. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to pick up with Revelation. The book Revelation. So Tuesday night is 1 John, and then Thursday night is going to be the book of Revelation. And so I'm starting the series now on 1 John. Last night we did introduction. In fact, I think I still have some more material that next Tuesday we might be doing introduction again. But it went very, very good last night, an introduction to the setting and the highlights of 1 John. So with that, let's go over here into the, I still call it the Uber Conference. And there is Sister Sharon and Sister Rita.
Hi, Chaplain John.
Hello, Sharon. And hello, Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John.
And is this Gigi and Randy here? Okay, maybe not. And does anyone know, has heard anything about Sister Kathy? She's not here right now.
I guess. No, not. I haven't heard her say she had to do anything, so.
We'll trust she'll wander in. She'll wander
in. Yeah, to and fro.
Now, Sister Sharon. She's wandering to and fro upon the earth. Now.
We'll just hope that there's no bad weather. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I was hitting the bottom button instead of the top.
Yeah, right here. Hi, John. Sorry.
Hello, Gigi and Randy.
We are here. Just Randy doesn't know how to unmute himself. So
I'm phone challenged.
Oh,
so
my.
Good evening. Bless everybody.
Yes. Hello. God bless everybody. So this is going to be a music prayer testimony night. Last night was a real good night. We had the teaching in First John, and then we kept going for hours till midnight.
Yes, we did.
And I did find that great song on YouTube, the shofar. And that was, we closed the show at midnight there with the shofar. So that was a really incredible sounding shofar. Okay. So Sister Sharon, would you like to lead us off? If anybody, hold on for a second, Sharon. If anybody would like to participate here, you can call in at 717-409-5553. And at the bottom of the screen, you'll see if you have a headset and microphone and all that, you can call in at meetings.dialpad.com/MCT911. It's on the bottom of the screen. Okay, Sister Sharon.
Okay. That's a lot of information there you packed in underneath that picture. But it's so good since people can have different options to come in and pray. So, dear Father God, I'm so thankful that we can come and pray once again. It's good to be, we pray in the morning. We pray in our evening sessions and any other time that we have something to pray about, we get together and we pray. And it is always so good for us to be able to do that. And I'm just so grateful for Abba Father International and for all that goes on with his studyings and stuff all the way around the world and stuff. And we had our incident there with Zephaniah, dear Father, that you oversaw that going on. And I know we'll get a little bit more of an update here soon. But thank you, dear Father God, for looking over everything that's going on over there and knowing that our friends, our people were safe. And I just pray that this remains. But we do know from past talk in history that they can get very violent and ugly and stuff. And so we just have to really, really be careful. And as we're looking here right now, dear Father God, what's going on here in the United States, what they're saying was there was an attack down in Louisiana that was perpetrated by, I don't want to get this wrong, so I want to say it wrong, but somebody from like Hamas or one of those groups. And there was murders, there's people were ran over, and people died. And that's a shame, dear Father God, that this is starting to happen here in the United States. And we just need to somehow put an end to it and everything. And dear Father God, you know what I think when all this stuff comes by and stuff, and I get worried about living so close to Dearborn, Michigan, and everything that could possibly go on and stuff. So we have to pray to you about all of this and pray that nothing serious does go on. And I just pray, dear Father God, that we all use our common sense every day and all day. And dear Father, I just want to pray for our Chaplain John and for Nancy, that everything's going well with the healing projects and especially with Nancy with her hip, and just praying that she's improving and stuff. And it seems like she has been, and stuff. But when we get elderly like we are, we have to remember that, and there's going to usually be little back kick problems when we're healing. And I, dear Father God, I just want to thank you for all you've done for me, for all the healing and stuff, and the lack of pain. Well, when I can come on here and say lack of pain, that means something big is happening. And I know, dear Father God, it's from you, and you are helping me get rid of this pain and stuff. And I expect it to take a while yet. Everything, I'm hopeful, dear Father God, that you will help me get up on my feet now. I'm starting to feel ready to get up and sit at the side of the bed and do what we call dangling to the feet. And I'm really feeling that type of strength. But, dear Father God, you know I wouldn't do this if it wasn't safe or if I didn't have the right crew to be with me, to sit with me for those few minutes each time that I want to be sitting up. I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward. I want to be able to get out there like Greg and Kathy and everybody, Eve and Rita, everybody, and start passing tracks back outside and stuff. I know I can pass them out here in the house and stuff, but I just need to start being able to get outside and be where Christians are, be where the needy people are and where the children are, so that they can, I know that they're getting their tracks too, because we need to have them be able to read. And what they're going to read is Christian tracks, and it's going to be such a joy. But dear Father God, I just want to thank you again for Chaplain John and for everybody that's here. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be here and to get through this prayer with this dried up old voice I got going on here the last few days. But I do thank you for that, dear Father God. And I just pray that everybody has a wonderful night in prayer, and we can just continue and pray and pray and pray. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I'm glad, Sister Sharon, that you're starting to feel like moving now, did you say? And you want to?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Good.
Yeah, and I really, it's not scary either. It's just like, okay, it's just something that's going on in my head. I'm going, I got to start moving. I want to move. I want to do this, and it's going to happen.
Lord, we're praying along with Sister Sharon. I ask everybody to pray in one accord, that I believe she's being prompted by your spirit to be able to move, Lord. She's been bedridden now for, I don't know, a long time. But Lord, I think you're stirring her now, and we're praying that there'll be a great reaction, Lord, that her leg muscles will respond. There's atrophy there because they haven't been used in a long time. But Lord, I ask that you touch her in her skeleton, Lord, and in the joints and in the muscles and tendons, Lord, and ligaments, there'll be a great response, and she'll respond recover real quickly. So we're all in one accord with her starting to move and, I guess, exercise now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right. So what song would you like?
Oh, the one by Ernie Haas, somebody prayed for me.
Yeah, we're starting to get real favorites in there now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Zeroed in on it. Here we go.
Okay.
me when I am lonely. Pray for me when I'm blue. Ask God to send down a blessing, and I'll do the same when I'm praying for you. We all need love and care, and our name just mentioned in prayer. When the storm, trouble, life's rage and sea, whether it's morning, noontime, or nighttime, pray for me. Pray for me that I'll be faithful. Pray for me,
pray for me
that I'll be true.
I'll be true.
Ask God to lead me. Ask Him to guide me. And I'll do the same when I'm praying for you.
For me, and I think we can give Sister Rita the thanks for, I never heard of Ernie Haas until she mentioned him asking requests. So, you're the one, Sister Rita.
Thank you.
And I was thinking on Wednesday night is usually discipleship night, and we've been doing that for a while now, but as I'm studying 1 John and starting to teach it, boy, the whole book of 1 John is really rich with discipleship, you know, and I know I only did the introduction last night, so you don't see the big picture of it yet, maybe, but I think what a, you don't think of it as a discipleship, a discipleship book, at least generally you don't think of it, but when you look at it and the way it's laid out, yeah, I think it's an excellent book for discipleship.
Amen.
What do you think of that, Gigi?
I think that's good.
Okay. Rita, as we're getting into First John, what do you think of it as discipleship?
I think it's good, too. I really don't know what the difference. I mean, discipling, teaching and discipleship would be to teach people how to go out and witness?
That could be part of it, yes. But it's more like getting grounded in the faith, getting stabilized, getting strong in the word. That's what discipleship is.
Okay. That we ourselves should have you teach us, you're teaching us to get more grounded in the Word of God, correct?
Right, yes. Yes, grounded in the Word of God to become Christ-like.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay. And Sister Sharon, you have any comments on that?
I like that idea, too. I just, and we look at it, read it, study it, and we're grounded in the word and stuff, and we can tell other people about the word.
Yeah, the big thing for discipleship is for us to become Christ-like.
Right.
All right. Gigi and Randy, any particular song you would like?
I don't know. You have a chosen one recently. Do you want Beulah Land or Don Mullen or what do you want?
How about Redeemed Again?
The Redeemed with Bill Gaither Band.
Okay. We want to pray for, I'll give you an update with Zephaniah after this song. Let's see. Now, here's interesting. You have your choice of Guy Penrod, Karen Peck, and singing Redeemed, or you have the band, and it's the one, I think this is the one that Randy really likes. So we'll go with this.
Yeah, it's the one with the band. The guy has curly hair.
And the singer is David Phelps.
Yeah, David Phelps is the singer.
I don't know if
Thank
this
you.
Is David Phelps or not, but we'll give it a try, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. And so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. His love is the theme of my song. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed.
and mercy, his child and forever I am.
His child and forever I am.
His child and forever I am.
I'm redeemed.
Well, we're moving along here. And I do want to pray for Zephaniah now. I don't have an update other than a group of Muslims came into the service the day I was supposed to speak. They came in early. They were talking about believing in Jesus, and then they turned on them and beat up them. So several were hospitalized. Several of Abba Father's International Fellowship people were hospitalized. They took all the electronic equipment. So the church now can't function, you know, without the equipment like we were going to. And I don't know anything more than that. I don't know if they're still in the hospital, if Pastor Zephaniah was hospitalized. But anyways, that's the latest. So that's a setback for us, for the ministry in Mukuru Kayaba. Boy, every time we get right on the verge of starting, bizarre things happen. You notice that, Sister Sharon?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking that when you were talking about that. I'm thinking of the last hang-up we had was related to, well, of course, parts of the building, but the electric. I remember that. So, especially, yeah, I can't say that word.
Yeah, and then also they shut down because it didn't meet some government zoning ordinances, and they shut it down. I mean, they shut down hundreds of churches throughout Kenya on that. But that was overturned. And we were just getting ready, and now this. So I'll lead in prayer, and then anybody else that wants to pray, you could follow me. Father, there's a pattern now. I can't think of all the delays what caused them, Lord, but some of them I remember. And Lord, just at the very day we were going to start, the Muslims did this. Now, Lord, we know the ministry is making incredible inroads with the Muslims, that numbers, I don't know how many, but many imams have come to you, Lord. Many, many, many Muslims have come to you. We're seeing them solid in you, Lord, solid believers in you. And it looks like the Muslim hierarchy there, Lord, is really feeling pressure from what's happening, and they're striking out in violence now. So, Lord, I'm praying for Pastor Zephaniah and the entire church, Lord, anybody that's been hurt, that they be healed quickly, Lord. I guess we're going to need finances, Lord, to buy equipment that has been stolen, unless the police can have it returned. So, but we're asking that whatever is needed, Lord, to get the church up and running from this attack, that it would, that you would do that, Lord. You would intercede here and do that. Lord, I also want to think of Evangelist John, that Muslim imam there who came to you, not months back, Lord, and instantly he was like an Apostle Paul. So we're asking for his protection, your continued blessings on him, Lord, and that he's been ministering in the predominantly Muslim area of Kenya. It's called Mombasa. And Lord, he's won many imams, and he's talking about even starting a church there, Lord. So we intercede for his protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. we all are under the blood of the everlasting covenant. And under that covenant, we're asking for your protection, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we're asking for your blessings that we're going to continue, and for your protection, Lord, that there'll be no more attacks like this. None, Lord, that we operate in a bubble zone of under the blood of the everlasting covenant, protected by you. We're going to advance your kingdom here, Lord, particularly in Kenya and Nairobi and Makuru Kayaba, Lord. That largest slum in Africa we've claimed for you, Lord. Multiple souls, the huge numbers of souls coming to you from Makuru Kayaba and beyond. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Sharon.
Amen.
Would you want to pray, Sister Sharon?
Yeah. Yes. Dear Father, I've also come to you and asked for protection for these people, for all the people in Africa and the other countries where they're not so happy about Christianity being talked about. And we just pray, dear Father, that Christianity continues and grows stronger and stronger and stronger, and that Pastor Zephaniah will be safe while he's getting all of this going again. And I can just think in my mind, I remember Gladys and her friends singing that one song. They were outside singing, and it was so beautiful just to hear them sing. And so we know that there's a reason for them to be out there with this group. And one of them is singing. And they are singing to you, your Father God. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time to have to listen to them all. But most important, I pray for their safety. And we need to remember to pray for everybody's safety around the world, anywhere where there's anti-Muslim or anti-Christian and stuff. We need to pray for this, our groups and stuff, because of our safety concerns and stuff. And we just really need to put our heart and soul into praying for each other and stuff. It just doesn't, not just them, these people across the sea. It's us. It's us right here in Abba Father. We need to pray for each other. And I just want to thank you that I have that ability to do that. And I'm just so grateful, your Father God. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Gigi and Randy, would you like to intercede for Pastor Zephaniah? All right.
I'm sorry, it just took me an extra minute here. Yes, I would. You know, it's just it's just that slum in particular, it's interesting because it's like there's a stronghold over the people and over that land area, because nothing good is ever coming out of there. I mean, other than, you know, Pastor Zephaniah and other people that got saved, but it's just, there's always something wrong there.
Right.
You know, if you look at the news about
it. Right. Disasters, and the water is awful. And yeah. So I tell you what, would you lead in a prayer breaking the curse over Makuru Kayaba?
I would really prefer that you do that, because I'm not really sure how to do that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Father, it's come to our attention there that there is like a principality. Well, we know there's a principality there, and it's a destructive. It's very destructive, Lord, in many, many ways. So, Father, we are under the blood of the everlasting covenant. We're protected under that covenant. And under that covenant, in the name of Jesus, we come against the principality, or plural, that are over Mikuru Kayaba, Lord, and that we want to break through that, Lord, that you would open up the heavens there and you would peel it back, peel it away so that we can operate freely in there, Lord, freely. That we're taking that power away from it, Lord, and we're claiming it for you. We're claiming this Mikuru Kayaba for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's about 1.5 million souls in there, Lord. It's the largest slum in Africa. And Lord, I mean, 1.5 million souls crammed into that area. So we're asking, Lord, that the heavens are opened. Like, I'm thinking of Daniel. And he was praying there, and his prayer wasn't being answered, and it turned out the prince of Persia was resisting, and that the angelic realm had to be opened up so the prayer could get through. So, Lord, the same thing here. We're asking for the binding of those principalities and powers over Mikuru Kayaba in Jesus' name, that they have to move in the name of Jesus. They are defeated. Now we're claiming that area for you. This maybe have never been done before. Lord, there's numbers of Muslims in there. It's a little bit of a Muslim stronghold. We break the power of Islam in there, Lord. The power of terrible poverty in there, Lord, and hopelessness, terrible hopelessness in there. We break all that in Jesus' name, that the gospel is free to flow now. Mightily, Lord. And when we speak, Lord, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds will come to you, Lord. And it will spread, Lord, all throughout Mikuru Kayaba. And that area, Lord, this largest slum in Africa, is going to be a great blessing to you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you now. And we're excited about freeing the heavenlies so that your ministry can do a great work now in Mikuru Kayaba, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anything you would like,
amen.
Anything you'd like to add, yeah. Gigi? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was really good. Because I prayed for other strongholds, but not over someplace like that. So, Lord,
well, when that happens, Gigi, yeah. And this is for everybody, when we're taking on Satan like that, I always go under the blood of the everlasting covenant. Always.
Yes.
When I'm ministering to people, like for healing the broken heart, I do it. When I'm praying and we're going to break curses. I mean, like in Pakistan, they're loaded with Hindu curses and Muslim curses and family curses and all. So I break them, but before I do it, I do it under the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Yes, I remember that, but that's good. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right, Gigi, lead us.
Okay. So, Lord, we want to lift your name on high. We want to be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. And we thank you that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you for your word. We thank you for all the precious promises and directions and guidance and wisdom that come out of your word, Lord. And we thank you for last night's teaching. And we thank you for John being persistent and teaching us step by step. And we just pray a blessing on he and his family. And Lord, we are asking you, and as John said, we are under the everlasting blood covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we're asking you, we can see that the violence is starting to pick up, and I'm very concerned about what's going to happen in D.C. and just around the country, and so we're asking you, Lord, that in this case, this fellow, he was known to his supervisor in the military, and they didn't do anything because they thought it would be considered racism. So we pray that people in law enforcement, the military, National Guard,
sheriff's offices that they would pay attention and that they wouldn't let anything go past and that they would be concerned about the people that they're supposed to be protecting, including their own. And so we want to pray a special prayer of protection over President Trump and Vance and all the other people that are going to be in D.C. For that event of the inauguration. And we pray that you would protect that whole area, Lord, the whole area, not just the people, but the area. And so we're just asking, Lord, you made it possible that this man is in office. And we pray that nothing would prevent him and that he would be able to do what you have set him out to do. And we just want to thank you in advance for your protection on him and pray for continued protection on him and protection on all of our country, Lord, all the people here. And we're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus over the whole country, each and every person. And I know that Bible sales are up, but we are just praying that people would actually come to you and that it would be miraculous and that it would be a witness to other people. And so we just pray, Lord. We pray that you'd have mercy on each and every one of us. I want to thank you so much that Sharon is feeling like she's going to walk. So we want to continue to pray for that. We're asking you for miraculous recovery for her, that you would strengthen her. And I was thinking about the lame man. And his friends actually burst into the house so that he could be healed. And Lord, we're asking you that you would do a miracle in Sharon's life. You would continue to encourage her and give her the conviction that she's going to walk. That's really important, and that you would increase her faith too. And we pray over Bobby and Ariel, watch over them, Lord. And I just want to pray for each and every person that's here tonight and that is part of our prayer time. And we're grateful that we can do this together, that we can join together and pray together. And so we just want to thank you and praise you for the things that you are going to do. But we always want to say, Lord, that we are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So we say, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, please come. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Okay. So you did hear your song. And that was redeemed, correct? So we.
Yes, yep. It was the correct one. That was Randy's song.
Oh,
just
okay.
To verify.
All right. Now, do you want a song?
Well, I would prefer you play it kind of more towards the end, if you don't mind. But it's Beulah Land.
Okay.
Oh yes.
All right.
I think it's Preston Brown's. Yeah. Thank you.
So, okay, we'll go over to Rita.
Yes, Captain John?
Sister Rita.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Yes. Pick a song and then lead us in prayer, okay?
Okay, I would like Guy Penrod, Shout to the Lord, and I'll go ahead and start praying.
Okay.
Okay, Father, I thank you for all that you have provided to me. You are my hope and you are my strength. And I give you thanks, Father, for dying for my sins on the cross. And that if I was the only person, Father, that you had to die for, that you would have come down to the earth and died for my sins on the cross, Father. And I praise you, my Lord, my God. And Father, I pray for Pastor Stephaniah. I pray that you strengthen and encourage him and his church, Father. And I pray, Father, that you would put a hedge of protection around that church and that you would stop the Muslims from coming back and doing that church any more harm. And I pray, Father, that they will recover from this financially, that they will recover and get back what they lost, that they would get back what they the Muslims took away. I pray, Father, for all of the Abba Father Fellowship pastors and their churches. It seems like the fellowship, the Abba Father Fellowship International, their churches are in a dangerous part of the country, Father. And I pray, Father, that you would put a hedge of protection around them and that you would protect them from these Muslims that seems to be coming against them. And I pray for the pastors that you would strengthen them, guide and direct them, and comfort their hearts. And I pray, Father, that the people in their churches will grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they would love you and your son more with each passing day, Father. And Father, I also pray for the people that is down in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida, Father, that that are living in tents from that storm that happened back in October, November. And I pray, Father, that you would strengthen their hearts, encourage them, and comfort them, Father. And I ask, Father, that you would provide clothing, water, and housing to all those people, Father, that lost a home or lost a loved one, Father, during that, when those storms came through. And Father, I also pray for America, that you would heal and forgive America, Father. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And Father, I pray for the Christians that live in America, that you will convict their hearts, that they will love you and your son more with each passing day, Father. And I also pray this, Father, for Trump, his wife, and his children and grandchildren, Father, that they will love you with all their whole heart, soul, and mind, Father, that they will not be lukewarm. I ask, Father, that you would put a hedge of protection around Trump and Vance and Trump's cabinet, or the people that he's choosing, all the people that he is choosing to help him during his presidency. And that these people that Trump is choosing, you convict them of their sins, and that they will come to know your son, Father, as their Savior. And Father, I also pray for Israel. I pray, Father, for the Christian Jews that live in Israel, that they will not be lukewarm towards your son and you, Father, but that they will love you and your son with all their whole heart, soul, and mind. And I pray, Father, I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And I pray, Father, that you would strengthen, encourage, and comfort the IDF, the men and the women that fight for their country, Father, and that you will protect them, and that there will not be very many loss of lives, Father, And Father, I pray for Netanyahu. I pray that you will heal him from the surgery that he had, and that you would also strengthen, comfort, and encourage his heart and his body, Father. And I pray this, Father, for his wife and his children and grandchildren, Father. Strengthen him. Strengthen Netanyahu, Father, and protect him from the evil men and women that he has to face, Father, every day. And I also pray, Father, for Chaplain John, that you will also strengthen and encourage and comfort his heart. And I pray this for his family, for Nancy, for his children and grandchildren, Father. And also pray, Father, that you would guide and direct Chaplain John in the direction that you would want him to lead, to teach us, Father, and to say to us. And, Father, bless all the brochures.
Amen.
That many would come to know your Son, and that many hearts would be healed through these brochures and through the books that Chaplain John has written. And I pray, Father, for Larry that goes down to the abortion clinic. And I pray, Father, that you anoint what he says to those women down at the clinic, Father. Then also, Father, strengthen his body and his heart, and encourage him and comfort him, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And help him, Father, to be bold down there at the clinic for you and your Son. And I pray for the women that goes down to that clinic, Father. I pray that you will start now and start convicting their hearts of the evil deed that they are thinking about doing, and that they would turn away from it, Father, and that they would turn to you and turn to you, to your Son, as their Lord and Savior and God of their lives, Father. And I also pray for Lee's widow and his children and grandchildren, Michael's friend, Father. And I pray that you will heal all the broken hearts, strengthen their body, strengthen their hearts, and comfort and encourage them, Father. And that I pray, Father, that they would love your Son with all their hearts, soul, and mind, and that they will love you also, Father. And I pray for the children that is under the care of Bishop Reinhardt. I pray, Father, that they will come to know your Son as their Lord and Savior when they come to the age of knowledge, Father. Encourage them when they are sad, Father, and wrap your arms around them, Father, when they are scared. Father, I believe what you said in your word, when you said that when our father and mother forsakes us, that you would take us up, Father. And I'm holding that this will happen to these poor little children that is under the care of Bishop Reinhardt. And I pray again, Father, for Bishop Reinhardt, that you will strengthen, encourage him, and that you would give him the finances to provide clothing, food, water, and housing for these orphans, Father. And I pray, Father, for Katie and Nate, that you would heal their bodies and that you would encourage and comfort their hearts, Father. And I pray that you would comfort Pastor Fred's heart, that he does not worry about his children, but that he will trust in you for their care and for their healing. And I pray, and I hold up Sharon to you, Father. I pray that you would help her and that you would heal her and that you would strengthen her body and her heart and that you would encourage her, Father, and comfort her heart, for she has been suffering for such a long time, my Lord, my God, my Father. I ask, Father, that you would heal her, that she will be walking soon. And I also pray for Randy and Gigi, that you will heal them from this Lyme infection that they have, that you would also strengthen them, encourage them, and comfort them, Father. And I pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom and direct them, Father, to the right doctors or the right clinic or hospital to where they will get the best help, the best healing help, Father. And Father, I pray again for Pastor Zephaniah. Comfort him, Father, and help him. Help his church to recover from this attack they had from the Muslims. And Father, I pray for each and every one of us that is online, in the chat room, YouTube, and X, Father. I pray that you will encourage all of us, strengthen us, and comfort us, Father. And I pray, Father, that none of us would be lukewarm to your Son, and that we would love your Son with all our whole heart, soul, and mind. For I pray this in the name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Okay. Thank you. Wonderful prayer. Wonderful prayers tonight. All right. Guy Penrod.
Amen.
Shout to the Lord. Here we go.
Amen.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar. The sound of your name, I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord, all the
Well, I had it while Guy Pinrod was singing. I had a guest come and join me, and it's my dog, Danny Boy. Here he is. He brought his toy in. Well, he decided he wanted to play. He jumped up and put his paws on my leg, and then he had his squeaky toy. Can you see him? Can you see Danny?
How old do you think he is, John?
Between 2 and 3, I would say. He's young.
Oh, that young? Okay.
Yeah.
I would think he was a lot older.
No. Dora is my basset hound. She's about 14. But that's cute.
Okay.
He doesn't come in here often like that. He just came in and decided he wanted to play, brought his toy in, and
yeah, I can play too, Daddy.
Yeah, that was really cute. That's really cute. Now I'm looking here, and we have Holly is here. Hello, Holly.
Chaplain John.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, hear you fine. Hear you fine.
I just wanted to come in and wish everybody a happy new year. And can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do in 2025. I want to thank you for the teaching or the introduction to First John last night. That was such a blessing to me. It stirred up so many things in my heart.
Wow.
And things I've always loved First John, John and First John. Always been amazed how John always spoke about how, you know, how much he loved Jesus and how much Jesus loved him, and the relationship that they had. and couldn't help but see how that the relationship that Jesus and John had spilled over into John's relationship with the other believers. And I love that. And I can't wait for the rest of the teaching on that.
Well, I'm excited, Holly, that it seems to have touched a lot of people. And today I was talking to Pastor Fred. I was talking to him about Zephaniah, about what happened with Zephaniah in the church there. And then I happened to mention to him about 1 John, and I taught the introduction last night. And I was just giving him a couple things because he has been preaching and on 1 John 3. He did preach on 1 John 3 there. So he got all excited. He goes, wow, you should have heard him. It really touched my heart. So I said, I'll send it to you right after we finished speaking. So I did. And he told me on Thursday nights, he leads several churches come together for prayer. And he said, I'm going to share this tomorrow night at that meeting. So I'm really blessed that the Lord is using 1 John to touch so many people.
Yeah, it sounds like he has a lot to say to us, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that in 1 John 5:3, and it talks about fellowship with Lord, and it says, and it goes, and his commandments are not grievous. Yeah, you could see it in the word there, how John is writing, his commandments are belief in the Lord Jesus and love one another. And he's saying, and his commandments are not grievous.
Right.
It's so touching.
It's so amazing how, you know, when I first became a Christian, I had quite literally an earth-shaking experience. And when I surrendered to the Lord, I was raised, you know, in a religious home, but no more knew the Lord than anything. And when I went through some just really hard, hard, difficult things and was broken, crushed, the Lord just... one night I just was yelling at him, and I may have told you this, I'm not for sure, but just crying out to him, you know, if you're God, and just yelling. I mean, I was yelling at the top of my voice, if you're God, knowing that he was, then you live this life because I give up. I give up. And Chaplain John, I stood up from my couch, and the windows, the floors shook. I thought we were having an earthquake. And I looked up and said, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. And I was saying that being ignorant to the fact that when the Lord changes our heart, that perfect love casts out fear. And I wasn't afraid. And it was just like he chopped my head off and just poured nothing but pure love in me. And how powerful that love is. Oh, he meets us where we're at and deals with us in different timings. And I can see that love in John. And I'm excited about all that. I know I'm kind of rambling here, but...
No, we got time. Go ahead. No, go, don't worry. Go ahead. Say what you have
to say.
Well,
I just wanted, you know, to say about how I can see that love in John and in those like believers that, just like that song says, they will know what we are Christians by our love. And that's true. God is love. And there's so much depth to all of that that I don't even know if, you know, we could truly verbalize all of it. But I just can't wait for the teaching. I'm also excited about hearing you talk about discipleship, which you are so wonderful at. And I've always thought of you as a discipler. And there's not many people, not many pastors. I can't even think of one, Chaplain John, except for you.
Wow.
And how sad is that? But, I mean, in our churches today, we get maybe a 40-minute sermon, and that's the depth of it. Not saying that we should put our growth on the pastor. You know, we're responsible for that. But it's also, we need people who love their congregation and their flock enough to disciple them. And I'm thankful for you, Chaplain John, and the pastors that partner up with you, how you disciple them and how you disciple us. And I'm so thankful for this program. This is my church. I'm with you all, even though I may not call in so often. I usually have my earbud in at work and listening and agreeing in prayer. And I'm with you all more than I'm with my family. And I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful to each and every one. And like I said, I just can't wait to see what the Lord has for us in 2025.
Amen. Amen. We have a lot of prayer behind us. So, I mean, years and years and years of prayer. And that's like, I see it like a big tsunami building up of prayer. And anything the devil gets in the way of, it just washes right over it. So we don't intend on stopping. You know, we're continuing the prayer, and that prayer. So we're going to be victorious at Makuru Kayaba, no doubt about
Amen.
It.
Amen.
No doubt about it. Okay, so what song would you like?
You know what? I so enjoyed that song last night. They shall know we are Christians by our love. I'm not particularly for sure who sang that.
Yeah, I wanted to research that today. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying I listened to quite a few of them today, but I don't remember a particular one.
Sister Kathy is here. Hang on for a second. And Sister Kathy. Yes, sir. Hello. We're glad you're here.
Hi. Thank you. Good to be here.
And you knew the person that wrote that song, not personally, but you know who wrote it, right?
Well, it was Paul Sherlock or something like that. Started with an S. But I sent the link to you. I don't know who the people were that sung it, nor the one after that you played. But it was a group of people.
Oh, I'm looking for it here. Peter, is it Peter?
Yes.
They'll know we are Christians by our love. Peter Schultes, 1966. That sounds like it.
That would be it.
Let's go over and get that. So, Holly, the original one, going back to 1966, was Peter Schultes. So let's get this fired up here.
Thank you.
You could tell, Sister Kathy, that that was from a record. You could hear those little scratches that are
clicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I liked it so much. Let's hear it again. I can hear the record. Here, it's a record. I go back now 51 years with the Lord. August 4th will be this year, be 51 years. August 4th, 1974. And I didn't have a zero Christian background really at all. I was Catholic with my grandparents, but this is the song that everybody was singing back then. And it's like bringing me back in a good way. Mm-hmm. And because I've shared here how when I came to the Lord, it was the tail end of the Jesus revolution, but there was power. Yeah. There was this, I'm going to say like a blanket of power. And it was real nice. And I rather enjoyed it because as a new believer. And everybody, the rapture, everybody was talking about Christ coming, churches, the pastors, the people, and all. And then I know when it fizzled out, but this song quickens it back in me like the way it was 51 years ago.
Well, that's so neat.
Yeah. Wow. It there's power in that song. Really, there really is.
Chaplain John?
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know, I went through every song on iTunes today, and I just looked it up for your own reference. The group Search Party, they did a really good job with that. So you might want to listen to it later on, the Search Party.
No, we don't. There's no rush here. Let me, okay, Search Party. Here we go. I got it. No, it came up, but I don't see it. Hold on here, please. I plugged it in, and I click on it, and something else shows up.
I'm not for sure. I'm in the car, and I can't look and see, but
yeah.
Okay. Did you listen to it when you looked it up, Holly?
Not just not just recently. I'm in the car driving.
No, no, I mean when today, did you?
Yeah, I went to YouTube. I listened to it on iTunes, and then I went over. I didn't listen to it on YouTube. I did listen to it on iTunes.
And it was real good? Is it the best one we've heard?
I just thought it was. They are all pretty standard. There's not much, you know, you can really
pick one out of the other.
It's a pretty straight song, you know. Yeah.
Well, he's still trying.
Well, don't be trying on my account. I just thought that Chaplain John might enjoy that.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't. It the name is there and everything, and I plugged on it or hit it, and it didn't come up. Came up with something else.
Maybe you can forward it to his messenger thing iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try my best to send it to you, Chap.
Okay.
While I'm not driving. And
yeah. All right, now, Sister Kathy, you're up, and we got Charles. Charles, you're on deck. So, Sister Kathy.
I'm gonna say, we will remember that song. And when was the last time there was some kind of attack in New Orleans? Maybe 4 or 5 or 6 years ago. Do you remember anything about that?
No.
I cannot remember what it was, but it is very significant on the first day of the year for there to be two attacks, and one in Las Vegas and one in New Orleans, the Sin City capitals of the world. And the man said, what Las Vegas does at night, New Orleans does all day long. And so it is it has a spiritual significance. And so that was very interesting. So, Lord, we just come into your presence knowing that you're God all by yourself. Beside you, there's no other. Thank you, Father, for life and health and strength. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, on this day one of 2025, Lord, just help us come. Help us come fully to you, into your presence, and want you and nothing else. Wake us up to what we need to choose. We need to choose you over our flesh, over our selves, and we just need to line up with the Spirit and the power and the Word of God. Thank you so much that you give us that opportunity. Thank you that we need to know how to hear you, God, how you speak in a still small voice, in dreams, in visions, in numbers, in circumstances. It's just amazing how you communicate with us so much. And so we need to be attuned. And thank you that we have planned this night to be with you. We have chosen to be with you. And we thank you that when we draw near to you, you draw near to us. And when we seek you, we will find you. So thank you. I pray for the people in New Orleans, Lord. It is a lackadaisical city. It is a half-stepping city. It is a demonic, satanic. Just there's just so much darkness and dark spirits there and demon influence. It could almost be called a portal, Lord, for like the pit of hell. And then Las Vegas on a different, more sanitary way, but it's still sin and debauchery and flesh for sure. So we just pray for all the people in both of those towns that were injured and the law enforcement that is researching and checking out. And Lord, we just thank you that these things are to be expected, but we know you have got us protected until it is our time to go. And come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we pray fervently that every lost soul will be found, we and come to the knowledge of you, we know that time is winding down. And Lord, I just praise you because you are awesome in all your ways and you're holy and perfect in all your works. And the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Oh, Lord, that is such a, talk about a gracious word. That is so gracious. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. We claim that. We claim that for 2025. We claim that for the rest of our lives. And we just thank you, God, that you're living big in us. When you get, when we give you space, you will, you're just like a koi fish. You will take up the space that we give you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Envelop us, overflow us. Indwell in us. You want a habitation in us, Lord, not just a visit. So come, come, Lord Jesus. We seek you. We want you more than our necessary food. We are desiring you as everything our body needs and our heart needs and our soul, mind, and spirit needs. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I agree with all the prayers tonight that I've heard. And thank you for all the songs we've heard. We just, music is such therapy, and we just praise you and worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you have planned for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what happened. I fooled around with the, I put search party, comma, music, and then the title, and it worked.
Great. So, well, that'll be my song, then.
Here we, okay. So they'll know we are Christians by our love, the search party.
Cool.
Okay. Now, Sister Holly, there's a lot riding on this now for you. Okay. There's a lot of pressure on you now. Okay, here we go. Very good. It was excellent. Excellent. All right. And now we've got Brother Charles here. Brother Charles, let me Yeah, he was muted. Yeah, Brother Charles.
There we go. Yes, sir. It's just good to be here tonight. You know, so much has already been covered, chaplain, in prayer. But we, Sister Kathy did, and she can correct me if I'm wrong on this, we did in her prayer tonight, I prayed Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. And I just pray that, Lord, that we all are like the virgins that carried their oil and didn't forget their oil, and that we are all ready for our time when it's going to come, but we want to be ready. So we want to be like the five virgins that they carried the oil with them. And am I right about that, Sister Kathy?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe he would let you read it now.
Amen. Yeah, anybody.
1 through 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure, let me grab it here.
It was so medicinal. He had been reading the 24th Psalm, and I just didn't want the 25th Psalm tonight somehow, and I was flipping through Isaiah 25 and Matthew or other Acts 25, and then when I got to Matthew 25, I knew, but then it applied to this day with those 15 people that never dreamed last night they would not get another breath, and so it was very appropriate, I think.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, that'd
sure.
be great.
Okay, I got the Authorized King James Version here. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them, but the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps have gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." So we want to be ready. And I appreciate you letting me read that, chaplain. That was he comes like a thief in the night. We don't know. But we've got to be ready, and praise God that we are talking about it now, because we are ready ourselves in case our hearts should stop tonight.
Amen.
We just never know. So that's my prayer tonight, chaplain, that we'll all be ready, that everybody listening to my voice, you know, we just do a self-examination and make sure that we're in the right footing and right step with the Lord, and just hand in hand with him. And he forgives our sins, and we'll be there with him. And we just got to believe, have the saving faith. And, Lord, I thank you so much for your sacrifice at Calvary that gives us the assurance of salvation. So thank you, Sister Kathy, for helping me with that.
Amen.
And thank you, Chaplain John, for allowing me to read that.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
And yes, sir. So, and I also agree with all the prayers that have gone up. Wonderful prayers from everybody tonight. So, I just appreciate it. And it's, you know, it's a sad sort of time because of the news, but we want to be ready. So, I did have a song, if you don't mind, Chaplain.
Well, I've got Elvis Presley keyed in already. I'm just waiting.
Yes, sir. It was, let me get over there to it. Sorry about that. Okay, it was He Touched Me, 1972, a gospel standard of Bill Gaither, earned Presley his second Grammy for Best Inspirational Album. So it's called He Touched Me.
He Touched Me.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I got it. Let me get, okay, He Touched Me. And official, no, He Touched Me. Now, how did you want to identify it?
Sir?
You want one particular one?
Oh no, sir! Just any of the Elvis, you know, the song He Touched Me.
Okay.
You can just pick one.
I like to go back to the old days with Elvis.
Yes, sir.
Wow, there's a lot. There's a huge amount. Okay, let me go back to the beginning here. He Touched Me. All right. This is the one that I know Elvis by. And
okay,
it's got a lot of hits. Okay. You're welcome. Wow. I can't help it. Every time I hear Elvis, I go back to when I was a little kid and the Ed Sullivan Show and all of that. Oh, and girls going crazy. I mean, literally screaming and hollering, and, you know, not like screaming about Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a real, like, I don't know what you call it, force of nature or something. I mean, he was amazing.
He was. He was one of a kind.
Yeah, and I remember when he passed away, it was the whole nation went into mourning.
Yeah. Just what a life, what a talent. And he did love gospel music.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Now and then I come up with the things about him, and he would perform, I don't know, in Las Vegas, wherever. And he would go back to his room, and he'd sing till early in the morning all these gospel songs like this.
Mm-hmm.
He would just sing. That's how he would relax and wind down and all. Okay, well, it looks like we've let me check here to make sure I didn't miss anyone. And nope, I get. Oh yes, Paula Jean snuck in here. Paula Jean, hello. Now, Paula Jean, you're on mute. Okay.
John?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to play Beulah Land?
Oh, yes, I am.
My Casting Crowns? Yeah, Casting Crowns, if you would, please.
That song that we used to play years ago, and I'm picking it up now, Send the Fire?
Yeah.
That was... the theme song for the Salvation Army.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
I love the icons you have, the graphics that you have on there. It's so neat.
What icon? Oh, what icon?
The graphics on the Send the Fire video.
Oh, yes. Okay, here we go.
I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be eternal. Beulah, kind of homesick for a country where I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be. My faith is gonna end inside. There's just a few more days to labor, and then I'll take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, someday on thee I'll stand.
and someday only I'll stand where my home shall be eternal. Shall be eternal, Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land.
What a nice melody to that. Okay, it's that time, and I have to think of it. Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. I thought today was Thursday for a second. So I want to get back into Revelation and get it all tuned up, because I'll be teaching it back at the church. And so we'll see you tomorrow morning for prayer, and then in the evening, or would be 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back on, and I'll be teaching Revelation. It'll be chapter 14 and 15 in there, Revelation chapter 14 and 15. So God bless everybody, and I'm going to play Send the Fire. And Sister Kathy, online, I was looking at Send the Fire, at YouTube, and there was a Salvation Army singing it.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they said it came from the founder of it,
mm-hmm.
The Salvation Army. What was his name? Booth.
William Booth.
Yeah.
William and Catherine Booth.
All right, here we go. Send the Fire. And that has to do with the coming fire would be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift